doesn't fall, still you protect me through it all. The waters rise and the oceans rage.
Jesus.
Still you're the one.
Hallelujah.
The storm will face.
Yes.
In the shelter of your presence.
Jesus.
In the shadow of your wings. I am safe.
Yes.
I am safe.
La, 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 la.
I will hold on to your promise. You will not abandon me.
Jesus.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I am safe. I am safe. To you I run when mountains shake.
Jesus.
You are my shield.
God.
And my hiding place.
Yes, you are.
Almighty God.
Jesus.
I will draw near.
Hallelujah.
Your perfect love. Cast out all fear. Cause in the shelter of your presence, in the shadow of your wings,
Jesus.
I am safe.
Shaya.
I am safe. I will hold on to your promise.
Let's go.
There's nothing left to fear.
Have your way, Lord.
There's nothing left to fear. Oh, there's nothing left to fear. Cause in the shelter of your presence, in the shadow, protect us, you love us, and I thank you, God.
Hiya.
No more worries.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Can I share what I share with you?
Yes, sure, share. You're going to have to come around front. Deb wanted to share something, Apostle Gilbert, just a few minutes.
Two minutes to share
what you shared with me.
Last week I had a follow-up with my physician, because before
My blood pressure had been too high. My blood sugar had been too high. My A1C had been too high. I got the year fat speech. So I did my three-month follow-up. And he said, if I had a gold star, I would give it to you. But I want you to know, on the way there, the enemy said, you know you've been eating candy, guilty. You know you haven't been following your cleanse diet, guilty. He says, you know you've gained weight. And I was like, no, I know how to discern the body. Amongst those bruises, I have found my healing.
Amen.
So sure. All the way driving there, well, you know your blood sugar is going to be too high. Your A1C is up because you've been eating candy. Guilty. So what your doctor wants your A1C to be. Previously, mine was 7.4. When I got there, it was 6.4.
Praise God.
Despite the candy, I've lost 10 pounds. Overall, I'm down, I guess, over the last 5 years, about 40 pounds.
Praise God.
I still have 50 to go, but, and my blood pressure is like 120 over 75. So I'm just telling you, Mary's teaching, that scripture in Hebrews says they use their faith to grasp God's promises and pull them into reality.
Boy, come on.
That has been my confession over and over. I kept telling her, I got it, Mary.
She kept saying,
that you can discern that body and you can get what you want. So by being medication free for this former candy eating sister.
The body of Christ can do it all wrong. They just deserve to keep you over.
Last time before I had my surgery, I went to the doctor and he said, I want you to start cholesterol meds, Lipitor. Well, I got it filled. I didn't feel like taking it. I didn't think I was supposed to take it. So we checked it the last time. He said, well, you're probably going to have to go, so keep it, but hold off until I find the results. I don't have to take it.
Great.
I don't need it. I got extremely high good cholesterol. And it's what heals you naturally.
Good report. Thank you, Lord. What the table, what we've been teaching about the table.
Now, that don't mean, you know, everybody's personal. I take blood pressure medicine now, so, but my blood pressure was...
Mary, we're learning the table. We are learning.
Over 70.
So nobody feel, you know, that we are learning.
I feel right by taking it.
Right. Do that. You are doing so right. Because we are learning. We're pressing in. We're learning. I'm still learning.
My daddy was 91 years old. The only thing he took was a very small dot to Johnson for an irregular heartbeat. Doctor said it was irregular, but it was regular for him. He was 91 years old. He took vitamins. That's not it.
The Lord is on our side.
The Lord is on our side.
Amen.
And this table is for totally healed. We're going to walk in?
Yes, we are. Amen.
We're going to do it. I feel myself that too. We're going to do it.
We got to.
Amen. God is revealing himself to us. He's calling us back to the table, but he's calling us back to the table with discernment of his body. Shaya.
Amen, girl. Come on.
What the Lord put on my heart today, he brought back simplicity again.
Simplicity.
When everything that the Lord's planned from the beginning,
come on.
Two things always happen. Two things always happen.
Let me get you some water.
You
want water?
We got
water.
Should be all right.
Just
two things always happen.
Okay.
But in his plan, he originated the plan. The people got rid of idolatry, and then they followed his instructions. That's been the format from Genesis to Revelation.
Come on.
And every time people tried to make their own format, they failed and they lost soldiers. When in the most outstanding one is when in Genesis, I mean Judges chapter 20. This is when they had the man of Benjamin had raped the man's concubine, and she died, to the point that she died, and he cut her body up and sent it all over the country, and they came to fight. And when they came, when they were ready to begin the battle, they did pray. They said, who should go up? The Lord said, Judah should go up. But then the men of Israel went up, and they lost 22,000 men. Then they did it again, and lost 18,000. The plan of man versus the plan of God.
Come on in.
You can't go to battle with idolatry. You have to follow him. Before Gideon began what God gave him to do, he had to turn over his father's idol. And he did it at night because the men were probably killed. He had to turn that over before the Lord began to use him. And then the Lord had to select his army. He started with 30,000. The Lord cut it down to 300. We know the story. It's all simple. When we go back to his word and take him at his word, then the Lord can move in our lives. We want to see this revival. We've been praying for it. The Lord wants to give it. He has given it to us. But if it's going to work, if you can't trust anybody else to do the revival but yourself.
As an individual. You know, Lori said, and since she's done it for years, there's going to be a great rise of holiness in the church. There has to be a revival of holiness. And the Word said Jesus walked in the power according to the spirit of holiness.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what you're saying. You've got to get rid of the idols, the sin, and we've got to be a holy church.
Correct. You have to watch him. You can't look at what's not. You can't wait on others to get on board. You can only look, what can God use me to do?
Amen.
He will cause you to do a work that coincides with other works. Can't wait on anybody. You can't trust anybody to help you.
You trust the Lord.
You're trusting him.
Because he's king.
He might use other people to help you.
He will.
But the trust starts with him.
He will. You have to look at him. He's going to give you what you need. Other people are doing what other people will do. Some, thank God, some people will follow him. People's mind is on different things at different times.
You just look at Jesus. He trusted God, but he also had followers that helped him, but he didn't put his trust in them.
And the Lord showed him who to be. He didn't go to the temple. He didn't go to the synagogue and get the Pharisees. He got the fishermen, the tax collector. He got people that were obeying him, people that wanted to know him, people that were holy, people that had wanted nothing to do with idolatry or any form of deception. People that wanted to do right.
But those people,
even Jesus, before Mary mentioned it this morning, at the Lord's Supper, they were still wondering who's going to be the greatest. He killed that before he died for them.
Amen.
He washed their feet, something they'll never forget. If you follow this pattern, you can follow it from Adam all the way to Revelation.
Come on, brother. Preach at them.
Adam didn't come up with a plan to get out of sin. The Lord did.
Amen.
He tried. He put fig leaves on. Fig leaves. It's your fig leaves. And the Lord got him out of the fig leaves.
Sorry, buddy. Get your fig leaves.
He said, this is going to take blood. He coated him with the animal skin. When we follow the plan, we're not mighty because we're washed in the blood. We're mighty because we follow God.
Amen.
Amen.
We're in him.
We're in him.
We're his
righteousness. We got to be all in him.
Come on.
Like little Jim was teaching last week.
Amen.
All in. When we're all in, we can do anything. There are no limits.
We praise you, Lord.
you're going to be surprised at the guidance of God, what he can do in you. When you draw near to him and he draw near to you,
oh, come on.
You start learning.
Yes, sir.
He start helping you be more like him. Anything that's not right, he works with you to help you get on board.
And you start learning and you also start changing.
Yes.
When you get in his presence, the closer you get to him, you change.
Yes, ma'am.
You change.
You become the righteousness of God.
It's not you yourself, but the Holy Spirit is changing because you're in his presence.
Amen.
Yeah. And some things that you learn, they'll be so simple, you'll be surprised you didn't see it before. And something happened in my life. I kept going in the Lord's presence. I wanted more and more. And the Lord showed me some things. I wanted to be effective. And in those days, I didn't preach much because I didn't. He didn't give me any assignments yet. This was before the good newsletter and the radio. That was way before the radio broadcast. And I didn't. He would give me revelation all the time, and I would meet people. I would see that they what they. I kept meeting people, and the Lord would give me fresh revelation, but I didn't have time to tell them. And eventually, he gave me Live and Love Ministries. I would write down pages, one page, something people would read. People don't like to read much. So he'd give me one page writings, usually poems. And I would give them to people, and they helped. It was big.
Amen.
But before that, the Lord said something. He said, you can teach people in 15 minutes, you know, you can talk to my people and you can teach them things in 15 minutes that it would take them 3 months to learn at church. Mm-hmm. And when he first said that, I heard what he said, but I didn't, I said, I that didn't come from me. It came from him. Mm-hmm. I was wondering why he said that. And then, I asked questions. And to me, it was amazing, but I didn't want to get in no kind of pride. But he said that. So I let him confirm it. I was working out at the gym because he said, I can use you in 15 minutes to teach people things that it may take 3 months to learn in church.
It's true.
It was amazing to me. So I was working out at the gym, and I was talking to a police officer. And we was talking about the Lord. And then he said, you know what? I learned more from you in 15 minutes than I did in church for 3 months. I said, Lord, you. Then it happened again. I was at the grocery store. I saw a lady that I went to the church with. And we was talking, and she was telling me her problems and things that was going wrong. And I was talking about getting in the Word, receiving His Word, going in His presence, things like that. And we talked. She said, you know, I learned more in 15 minutes talking to you than I did in church for 3 months. And now, what's wrong with that? People are hungry, and they're not getting what they need. People are starving. She was about to do some things that she really didn't even do. Then on the other end,
well, it just shows me that it's more important. It's good that we assemble together, but it's more important to be one-on-one.
You have to. Church is not a substitute for going in the Lord's presence.
Yes.
Going in the Lord's presence is not a substitute for going to church.
Yeah. Although all of it has its value.
Yes, most
of it. It all has its value.
All of it has its value. I have a friend that has been, she had been brought up in God from a baby and stuff. She was always in church. Pentecostal, all the way. And when they got this new thing out that you could just stay at home and live stream.
Oh, man.
That's
better than nothing.
She decided she'd do that. I said, well, what did the scripture say? Command us together. He knew that the live streaming was coming. That's where he put that in there.
Come on.
But say not to assemble yourself together as the evil days draw me. I said, the evil out there?
One day, a person may get to a point they just can't go no more. That happened to my family.
Now, that's different.
But that's when the lie, that's what the lie
is. Let me tell you, that is so different. But.
But if you're just being lazy, the Lord said go to church.
But if you can lie, just have your live stream sit in your pajamas and what? That's comfort, and the church won't comfort. You know that costs nothing just to sit in your pajamas and enjoy church. That's good.
When the Lord told me that, He said I can use you 15 minutes to teach people things that will take 3 months. I wasn't happy about that because I wanted the pastors to go in the Lord's presence and do what I was doing. People have forsaken I'm not talking about the assembly of yourself. They have forsaken the simplicity of relationship.
Yes, amen.
They're trying to do God's work without a relationship. They're trying to represent Him without talking to Him.
Without fellowship. Uh-huh.
They're trying to go to battle without getting His instructions.
Come on now.
And they got pet idols that's holding them back.
Boy.
They got pet doctrines that don't. God can only sanction is the perfect meaning of His word.
Amen.
I call that the spirit of the word. Not a false interpretation. The Holy Spirit can't use false interpretation.
We got plenty of doctrine.
Too much.
Come on.
He left the simplicity. What is God talking about?
Yes,
what
sir.
Is He bringing to you? You can't trust other people to do this revival, falls. It's going to work with individuals who love and trust God and seek His face. You can't get no simpler
Come on.
Than that.
Come on.
Now, I love all of you, and I believe that you are the Father God. I do. I know you want to. But I focus on Him, and I do what He tells me to do. Mm-hmm. And then, when you do the same thing, it works. It works together.
Come on.
Amen.
I learned you can't trust other people to do God's work, but you're not mistrusting that they want. Focus on what He wants you to do, and you can be effective. Don't get any simpler than that.
Man, you can keep going with this now. He has confirmed everything that I have said this morning to my wife. You can ask her. You can ask her.
That was good.
Now that's the Holy Spirit. Good. That's all right.
I'd like
that's
to read
the Holy Spirit.
I want to read a scripture.
Okay.
What you're talking
go
about.
Ahead and read scripture.
And the very first, when I read Matthew 24, 20 years and have studied it intensely.
Mm-hmm.
When I say intensely, I mean intensely. Mm-hmm. Okay? Listen to this.
Wait. Let me cut you off before you do it. Let me make this announcement because I don't want to forget it. Next Sunday is Student Sunday. That means each student get a particular verse that has spoken to them in their life, and I want you to teach on that particular verse. We know when you're teaching, you have to get what's above and what's below that chapter. But I want you to get a scripture that has spoke to you through your walk. Everybody, every student. Y'all know what every student? But if you don't want to participate in it, you don't have to. But you don't have a choice.
That's not nice.
You don't have a choice.
I'm sorry. I know people freak out because I talk a lot, but I'm telling you what, you have no idea the passion that I've got for Jesus, and it's growing
Amen.
Like a fire that
Amen.
I cannot stop.
Amen.
And I want
Hallelujah.
It. I want the anointing with
Amen.
The fire because that's what pops corn, baby.
Amen.
That popcorn pops out of that. You got the anointing, the oil, and the fire. Well, anyway, but listen to this. I've studied Matthew 24 intensely, okay? And I told you and David that months ago that it's like reading the Word of God for the first time.
Yeah.
It is like reading it for the first time. Listen to this. My Bible says, who then is the faithful servant? Say, I am. That faithful servant.
I am that.
That's who I am.
I am.
Me. I am faithful.
Amen.
I cannot make you faithful. I cannot make you faithful. None of you. I am. You know who the very first person, man? This right here popped right in my brain. You.
Praise God. How sweet.
It popped right in my brain when I read that. It was you. Because you have been faithful all these years, and when people have trouble where you live, they come to you.
They do.
Ain't that something? That's a David Hogan. Because that's what happens with him. Now we're going to preach the gospel. And as we preach the gospel, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's here now, right here with me and with you, you're going to heal the sick. The lepers are going to be cleansed. AIDS, it don't matter what it is. The dead will be raised. It don't matter, because freely you've been given, and freely you're going to give. Because that's what the gospel is. I understand finally, after 20 years, what the gospel actually is. I get it.
That's good. Next Sunday, remember.
I got scripture already in my brain.
All right, next Sunday. If you participate if you want to. But it's the student Sunday. David not going to teach. Sorry, David. We've been enjoying you. We've been requesting certain things from you to teach 119 again and do different things. But you're not on there. Apostle, sorry, you're not on there. And Sister Mary, you know you're not on there. I'm talking about this meeting. Mary, all of the rest of the students, y'all on there. Y'all can do it if you want to. You don't have to, but I'm asking that you do it.
Amen.
But if you feel like you don't want to do it, you know, Candace, you got to find a scripture for next Sunday is student Sunday.
Okay.
That means that you'll have to get a scripture. And we want you to speak on that scripture.
I can go there.
She's a chaplain, aren't you? Hospital?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. All right. Get more than one.
Okay.
We're coming back. Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Jesus. Help us to go forward in you, doing all this in your heart. Lord. All that you know we're capable of.
Bless.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, wow.